words you'd probably like to hear come out of the mouth of Harvey Shepherd. And Harvey joins me on the program now. Can I call you Harv?
You sure can.
All right, Harvey. Now, you're an Englishman. You came to New Zealand, what, about, was it 15 months or so ago?
No, I've actually been in New Zealand now for about 5.5 years.
Oh, it's the shop's been there about 15 months, has it?
Yeah, well, about 12 months, yeah.
Oh, I'll get my figures right. I was never good with numbers. Talking about numbers, how many beers do you have in the Beer Emporium?
Well, it ranges between about 350 to 500, depending on the time of year. We bring in a shipment of beer from Europe about once every 6 months. In fact, the latest one just arrived yesterday, so we're very busy this week unpacking those beers. So right now we have about 500, and that will dwindle down to about 300 before the next one comes in.
Are you a beer lover?
Oh, I do love beer. Now, unfortunately, I have an intolerance to yeast, which means that I can't drink very much. But the good thing about that is it really makes you appreciate good beer, because you can't have very much of it.
Yeah. So what's your favourite tipple?
Oh, do you know, it very much depends on the weather and the time of year. I like dark beers, stouts, Scotch ales, which have got a lovely caramel malt flavour. But beer is so versatile, a lot of people don't realise. You know, so many people think that that beer is beer and it's all the same, and that couldn't, you know, you couldn't be more wrong on that.
No, well, let's look at that then, because I remember when I popped in, I actually said to you, have you got any Fiji bitter? Because it's something that we grew up in Fiji, so I remember the bottles of Fiji bitter. And you said it's the second time that day that you'd been asked and you'd actually run out. What's the most popular beer in a shop that stocks as many as you do?
Well, surprisingly, or maybe not surprisingly, the most popular beer is a New Zealand one, and it's called Epic Pale Ale. And it was the winner of the Supreme Champion Award at the New Zealand Beer Awards last year. It's very, very hoppy. Now, the hops in a beer give the beer an aromatic quality and also its bitterness. And Epic Pale Ale has about 15 hops per bottle, which makes it incredibly bitter. And that's the best seller.
What's the most unusual beer you've got there, Harvey?
Oh, the most unusual. I have a chili beer, which comes complete with a whole chili pepper inside the bottle.
That's a boy beer. You know, when you go to a restaurant, right, and it's chili, and they say, do you want five, which is the hot? They always want five. So now you've got a beer with a chili in it as well. It's perfect for the boys, isn't it?
Well, it is. And surprisingly, it's actually quite refreshing. The heat kicks in about 10 seconds after you drink the beer. But on a nice sunny day, it's actually quite refreshing. It comes from America, that beer.
You haven't got a chocolate beer, have you?
I have two chocolate beers. I have a Belgian chocolate beer called Floris Chocolate, which is pretty much a standard ale. It's sort of mid-brown in colour, and it's very, very chocolatey. I also have a stout from England, Double Chocolate Stout, which is very, very popular too. That's a very chocolatey stout, and chocolate and stout go very well together.
Chocolate and anything go well together, Harvey.
Well, very true. And in fact, I'm collaborating right now with a Christchurch-based company who make handmade European-style chocolates. And they've recently made a batch of chocolates using six of the beers from my shop. So you've got chocolate, beer-flavoured chocolates, which are absolutely fantastic.
That's bizarre. It's one thing having chocolate-flavoured beer, but beer-flavoured chocolates.
You need to taste them, Ali. I tell you, they're fantastic. You know, stouts going into chocolate just give fantastic flavours.
Look, you might not be able to differentiate or give me a sort of a profile here, but what is there a typical beer drinker?
I think there is a stereotypical beer drinker, which is, you know, historically in New Zealand and in Britain as well, is, you know, your teenager person in their 20s who just guzzle as many beers as they can. And those beers are mass-produced and often very bland. You know, they use very base ingredients, which is why they're very cheap, and they all taste very similar. But there are, in fact, just as in wine, the two main categories of wine are red and white wine. In beer, you get lagers and ales, but there are several different styles within those categories. And, you know, going back 20 years in New Zealand, you would probably, you know, if you went to a bar and asked for a wine, you would probably get asked, do you want sweet or dry? Do you want red or white? And that would be it. And nowadays, no one would dream of just asking you that question. It would be, do you want a Pinot Noir, Pinot Gris? What would you like? And beer is just the same. It's just that there isn't the education there for most people yet. So they don't realise all these different flavours and styles that are available.
You don't mind people coming in just for a gawk, do you?
Oh, absolutely not. No. We get lots of people in every day who just want a quick look around. Yeah. And you know, it's good. the fact that people can see the beers there, we have individual cards underneath each beer which describe its style and its characteristics, and it's good for people to learn about that.
And just finally, is there such a beer as a Duff beer?
A Duff beer, I heard you talking about this earlier. Funnily enough, there's a brewery in Dunedin called MacDuff's. And the story I've heard, which I think is true, is that it used to be called Duff's Brewery, and they got into some sort of legal wrangle with the makers of The Simpsons and eventually agreed to call the brewery MacDuff's to avoid any similarity there. But yes, there is a MacDuff's Brewery in Dunedin.
Thank you very much, Javi. A pleasure to talk to you. Fortunately, you're not too far from my house. I'll pop in and have a look this afternoon. Good on you.
Thank you very much, Ellie.
That is Harvey Shepherd from the Beer Emporium. It's just across the road from Merivale Mall, 200 Papanui Road. Not open Mondays, as I discovered yesterday, but pop in and have a look, 16 to 12.